AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club, and also Killian's Day Spa out there in Pleasant Hill. We enjoy Killian's Day Spa. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page for the women out there that want to connect, On the Edge Women in Business. Just click on join and we will make sure that we get you inside that group page, and you can post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views, whatever views. It is a group for you to mingle, to connect, to network virtually. Good stuff. You make your comments known out there. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions or comments or topics that you might want to hear here on Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. I always thank our listeners each week for tuning into the show. I appreciate your listenership, and I work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. We have a great team here that really, really works hard here for our KDOW audience. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 800-516-1220. That's 800-516-1220. If you don't drive your business, you will be driven out of business. If you don't drive your business, you will be driven out of business. B.C. Forbes. That is such a simple but true, profound statement. If you don't drive your business, you would be amazed at how many small business owners don't drive their business. They kind of let things happen. You do a little bit, but it really, really drive in your business. Otherwise, you will be driven out of business. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. So my on the edge power question tonight is, what is this business about starting a business? What is this business about starting a business? What are you thinking about? You thinking about starting a business? If you've been toying with some ideas and you feel like you're pretty good at something, or you're an expert at something, and you feel like I can bring a product or service to the market that would be beneficial to the community or to the market. And so we're going to talk about what all that means in just a few minutes. But before I do that, in the news and media, I've been talking a couple of weeks about these contests. I love contests. I love small business contests. I love finding things, or someone emailing me, an organization emailing me information with regards to contests that you can qualify for potentially. You know, you, like anything else, you look and see whether or not you're qualified for it. And then if you are, you have to be in it to win it. Absolutely. You have to be in it to win it. So let's talk about a business contest that the deadline is actually tonight. It is tonight, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So West Coasters, not much time. That means that you must be finished at 9:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And this contest, or grant contest, if you will, is the Mission Main Street Grants. And the Mission Main Street Grants are, they're giving away 20 grants. This is Chase Bank sponsoring this. And I think this is absolutely fantastic. So 20 $100,000 grants. Now, can you use $100,000? I'm just wondering. Now, you have to be qualified. If you are a nonprofit, you are not qualified for this particular grant contest. If you are for profit, how about that? For profits getting grants, $100,000 from Chase Bank Brank. What is it? Brank. So let me give you a couple of the rules and get in it to win it. And it really isn't that difficult to go through and get your submission. You actually can get it. And I would say if you really know what you're doing and your business is functional and you have a plan, or you know you've been in business for a while, it's really, really easy for you to submit. They have 5 questions, really simple questions. In fact, I'll share them with you. Let's pull that up. How about we just, you know, eligibility facts, who may apply for the grants, and we said for-profit only, so we've got that. And can a startup business, we're going to talk about startups tonight, or a business that needs funds for their business plan apply? So look at the rules here, but the only real important rule that you have to think about in this particular question that they're asking here is, have you been in business for at least 2 consecutive years? If you have, you get to apply. Great. 2 years at least consecutive, not starting and stopping, that sort of thing. And of course, let's look at they have 5 questions here. And let me see if I can pull that up for you. They have 5 specific questions. And all you have to do, in fact, what I'll do is I will pull them up in a different way, because I just took a quick peek at these grant questions. And the reason I'm sharing this with you and taking the time here on air to share this with you is because get in the contest. Stop what you're doing, including once you get the information, including if you want to stop what you're doing, listening to the show and go do this. You can actually listen to the show and do it at the same time. But I would not be upset if you tuned me out to go put in for this grant to win $100,000. Get in it to win it. So the questions are, 1, tell us about your business and what makes it unique. Please provide a general description of your product, customers, competitive landscape, and overall performance. Easy enough. You should know your product, you should know your customers, and you should know who your competitors are and how your business is doing. Remember, if you're not driving your business, you're driving yourself out of business. The quote, I'm paraphrasing here. 2, what inspired you to become an entrepreneur? Describe both your greatest achievements and biggest challenges. Simple enough. 3, how is your business involved with the community you serve? Examples include giving back to the community, sourcing locally, and or contributing to economic development via hiring. 4, what would a $100,000 grant mean to your business, and how will you utilize the funds? Please be as specific as possible. So be specific in how you would break out that $100,000. And then, that's question 4. Final question, what are your short-term, 1 to 2 years, and long-term growth plans for the business? How will this grant contribute to your plan? So you want to make sure that you answer those questions, and good luck. And where you can find this grant at is missionmainstreetgrants.com. That's missionmaingrants.com. And so get in it to win it. Again, you only have about 3 hours to get into this contest. You do have one of the stipulations in the contest is that you need 250 votes. So there's a voting process in this, but that ends on June 19th. So if you want to take the time, get it in, don't go to happy hour or whatever, get this in, because you could be one of those 20 companies that wins that $100,000. And if you do, and you heard it here on KDOW, call in and let us know and say thank you that I put a little fire under you to, you know, get involved with this opportunity. The other opportunity that's out there that I really like, and that deadline is June 30th. So June 30th, Wells Fargo Works for Small Business And this is a contest, and you could win $25,000 and the professional guidance to help you reach your goals. Now, you can be a for-profit or nonprofit in this particular contest. So nonprofits weren't totally left out. So there's 25 days. I'm on the website. I'm looking at it, and the counter's on. It's 25 days, 5 hours, 40 minutes, 52, 51, 50 seconds left. And the contest ends June 30th in terms of submitting your opportunity to enter the contest. And, of course, this has entries and votes as well. So, again, get in it to win it. Get your keister in gear. And, you know, the number one problem, or the number one need, let's say need, maybe not problem, that small businesses tell me is funding. I need funding. Well, I've just given you two great places to get funding that you will never have to pay back if you win it, these contests. And of course, you have other creative ways of getting funding, you know, like Indiegogo, Kickstarter, places like that, crowdfunding, community leader, places like, you know, of course, banks can, you know, conventional SBA funding. But these are some really cool ways of getting funded, and you're not having that stress of how am I going to pay that loan back at whatever interest rate they're charging you. So get in it to win it, and good luck to you. So my week has been eventful, and I'm going to share a little bit about it before we go on break. Monday started out at an event one of our club members decided to put together, and it was horseback riding. Very cool. Horseback riding and networking. That's interesting. That's very cool. I like creative events. I don't like cookie cutter events in terms of networking. Kind of everybody's doing the same thing. And it was very, very cool. And what I like about this is when I read that quote today about driving your business. And if you're not driving your business, you're really driving your business to closure. Okay. Well, horseback riding is the same way. You're driving the horse. But it was really great to have this camaraderie with these various, and this particular event was for women, and the networking that's going on, and the getting to know one another to do business on an ongoing basis. Don't think that you're doing business just one time. You can do ongoing business in some of your small businesses. So you want that sort of opportunity. It was really, really cool. It was really, really, really cool. We're going to obviously go to the break here. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. You're listening to Bay Area's Business Leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Yeah. You want to know?
Welcome back to Business on the Edge. Nice, 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 nice. Love that. Nice, cool, old school. So, what's this business about starting business? And I was sharing my week. It's been pretty interesting. And so, horseback riding was a networking event was the kickoff of my week. What's interesting about that is I've never been horseback riding, and so where I grew up, we did not have horses in our neighborhood, and so Bima was my horse, and I really, really enjoy that. That's a very, very cool event. So I think, you know, we might take a page from one of our members and do something like that, and offer that opportunity to do a little networking, horseback ride, and riding, and I did have a cowgirl's hat or cowboy's hat that I bought a couple of years ago, so I got to wear that. I thought I looked pretty cool in that as well, so that was fun. So networking, this is all small business owners connecting. I was doing an SBA training class this week at Small Business Administration in San Francisco. Great, great attendance, great, just a great time. In the class, you've heard me talk about SMART, Small Business Key Performance Indicators, Essentials, making sure that you're tracking in your business. Very, very good stuff. The SBA attendees had some very good questions. They were very attentive. And I think we got a lot done. And so as a result of that, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, what's this business about starting a business. And one of the attendees that was just, you know, you always have, you know, certain people in your training that classes that if you speak and you go to certain, you know, sometimes you have people that kind of catch your attention. And Nicole caught my attention. You know, she wants to start a business and she wanted to ramp up, you know, in the next 6 months. And just getting a little bit of the information, I'm not sure that I was 15 minutes into the class and she realized that I need to take a year. And so she needed to shift some things around so she could take this time to really prepare to be successful in her business. And I thought that was absolutely an excellent idea, because you can, if you're working, hang on to your job and prepare to transition from where you're at into a small business. You know, sometimes you're thrown into it. I actually was thrown into it. It was like, you know, a bucket of ice water. You know, our company, the company I was working with, downsized in that department. And it was like, it was one of those, you go in that day and it's like, oh yeah, we're downsizing, you know, great. So, but what was great about that though, the upside to that was I immediately became a contractor for them. So I was able to start my small business without the growing pains. So I started my small business with my first customer. And I think we were making like $30,000, $40,000 just with that first customer. And I was doing a lot less than what I was on staff. So it was really kind of cool. It worked out. Certainly for both of us, it was a win-win. So, but not everyone steps into that type of opportunity that is unique. So if you are working and you are thinking about starting a business, I'm going to give you some keys and tools for you to think about while you're still on the job. Now, when I say on the job, please don't focus on figuring out how you're going to start your business on the clock of your employers. That's not fair to them. That's not what they're paying you for. But when you come home and you've done what you're going to do for that day, start working on your business. Start thinking about the things that you need to think about with your business. And so when I teach this type of class, I've put together a small business starter kit, and I usually hand it out in class. Well, or actually, that's not true. I actually will send a digital copy for the students at the end of the class. But we go over things like starting a new business checklist, and I'm going to go through a couple of these before we go to break. But you go through this checklist, and one of the things you want to do is an analysis on your business idea. You can do a SWOT analysis. When you do your business plan, you always put a SWOT analysis in it. I always put a SWOT analysis in it. But you can analyze your business idea by doing a SWOT analysis. You can assess your strengths and weaknesses as an entrepreneur. You can establish business and personal goals, things like that. You can assess your financial resources and identify potential sources of funding. Identify the financial risks. Determine the startup costs. Decide on your business location. Do a thorough market search. Most people do not do that. Do a thorough market search. Identify your customers. Identify your competitors. Develop a marketing plan. And we'll talk more about that when I come back. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about what's this business about starting a business. And before the break, I shared a few of the checklists that I give out for starting a new business. A little bit of the background work that you want to do when you're starting a business. And I mentioned things like identifying your competitors. You do want to do that. You want to identify the financial risks. Very important, very important. You know, one of the things that I keep close to me, I keep a journal. And when I started my first business, and I still have that journal, it's so tattered. And I would just write down the things that were important to me. I would think, sit and think about what you want to do, who you want to work with, how do you want to bring your team together. And those sorts of things unfold. And so here I am many, many moons later, and I am starting now to see the fruition of some of the things that I was wanting to do in my first business. And so so it's exciting. And what I want to do is kind of mitigate some of those closures. You know, 10 to 12% of business close. You hear me say that all the time. SBA numbers each year. But also, good news, 10 to 12% of businesses are opening, are starting, are birthing. But here's some interesting statistics about the kinds of businesses, small businesses, and what the percentages are of those types of business, types of businesses. Home-based business, 52% of businesses are home-based businesses. 2%, only 2% of small businesses are franchises. How about that? Didn't know that. You'd have thought that number was going to be a little bit higher. Sole proprietorships, 73.2%. Oh my, 73.2%. And just for you out there that are sole proprietors, you really want to think towards moving into something that's not just a sole proprietorship, because you're liable for everything, or you want to have some sort of insurances. So you do want to look into the future and decide when you want to make that turn and get into a structure that provides a little bit more legal safety. We'll say it that way. Corporations, 19.5%. Now, if we could get the corporation number and the sole proprietorship number flipped, that would be excellent, which means that we're hiring more and more people. And so we're employing, which is what we want to do. You want to get into a business system. Employer businesses, 21.5%. So 21.5% of the businesses are employing. And then, of course, non-employees are 78.5% of small businesses are not employing. Businesses without employees. So we want to change that dynamic. So if you're starting a business, some of the things on the checklist, these are things that you want to know about. What about business transactions? You want to select a lawyer and an accountant. You don't really have to have a lawyer starting out, but I would certainly look at getting an accountant, you know, first and foremost, because there's a lot of things that you can do in business without having a lawyer, or you could do some things on your own, and then you can mitigate some of those costs by doing them on your own, and then maybe having a lawyer take a peek at it. Choose a form of organization. You know, I was just talking about proprietorships, general partnerships. Those structures leave you at higher risks, so you don't really want to stay in those structures if you don't have to, or you want to really have a lot of insurance around you if you do. There's some business some businesses that cannot be a sole proprietorship, like a doctor's office or accountant, those sorts of industries. Corporations, you want to look at that, you know, for example, in terms of an organization, you've got S corporations, you've got nonprofits, things like that. Create your business, register your name, you know, get incorporated, you know, make sure that you're connecting with all of the right offices. You have to make sure that you're getting business licenses, things like that. Just this thing about starting a business. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge. We are talking about starting a business, things that you should think about. And even if you are in business, these are some things that you should think about. So I'm going to keep going through this checklist. And by the way, if you want a copy of this checklist, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I will shoot that right over to you. It is a great, great tool for you to use. And speaking of tools, at the Small Business Administration this week while I was training, I picked up one of their small business startup guides. Very, very cool booklet. It's about 51 pages long, but it has some very, very unique information, great information. I love they have a quiz in here. do you have what it takes? And you can take this quiz. It's about 10 questions. You know, just flipping through the guide, it has resources. It has districts for in SBA San Francisco district for 7A guaranteed lenders. Now, wherever you're at in the United States, you have an SBA. And so they're going to all have something to this effect. And so if I were you, I would swing over to your local SBA office and see if you can pick up a booklet like this. And of course, you have the SCORE offices, and you got SD, Small Business Development Center, SBDC, and you have Business Owner Space and, you know, some of these other places. But check with your city and find out what is available to you in terms of professional resources. The city's going to have something, the county's going to have something, and the state's going to have something. So you something for small businesses, for entrepreneurs to get moving and get going. Take advantage of those resources. Those are really low cost and no cost, and most of it is free. And if you are paying, it's just pennies on a dollar, really. It is absolutely going to save you a ton of money in terms of getting going with your business. So do your background work, business transactions. We talked about accounting, preparing your business plan. And this is what I would say. Maybe you have a solid business model before you write your business plan. Actually, you should have a solid business model before you write your business plan, because it is your business plan is a picture of what your business model is. And every business has a business model. That doesn't mean that it's a good one, but you want a good one. And then, of course, put the plan behind that. Select a banker. Make sure you do your homework on banks. Set up a business checking account. And I would say this, set up a business checking account and set up a business savings account. Save something, even if you have to dip into it and it gets low and you're going back and forth. Set it up so you have some monthly, maybe it's $10, maybe it's $50, maybe it's, but you're putting something away for your company. Put some savings away for your company. Helpful when you need it and you get kind of learned like, oh yeah, I have that extra $500 that's in the savings account. Whew. We were able to pay the light bill this month. Apply for business loans and grants, like I said earlier. The grant for the Missions Main Street grants that is sponsored by Chase Bank, $100,000. That deadline is tonight, midnight East Coast time, 11:59:59. So West Coast here would be, what is that, 9:58:59:59. I think I said 9:59:59 before, but I think that's 8, 19, 11. No, it's 9:59:59. That's 3 hours difference. So get in. It's five questions. It's really putting your information in, your initial profile information about your business, and then your five questions. It should take you maybe an hour or less, 45 minutes, maybe half hour. Depends on how and the questions are 200 words. So you can do that. Get that done. Apply for, like I said, business grants and loans. Establish a line of credit. Now, this is what I would say. Do not establish a line of credit and put your social security number on the document. He says, well, how can I not? Because when you do, even if you're a C corporation, you have made yourself liable. You have pierced the corporate veil by putting your social security number on credit lines. So if anything happens to the company, you're telling the creditor that I'm going to pay this bill on my own. So don't do that. If you want to get credit for your business and you need to be a C corporation or LLC, work with Financial Education Services and they can work with you to get credit that is strictly under your tax ID number for your business. Keep it safe. Keep your entity and your personal world separate as much as you possibly can. Yes, we have hurting capital, but don't put yourself at risk either. I had to learn that the hard way, and I walked through that and never will be excited about that. But, well, I guess the upside is that I can tell you don't fall into that pitfall there, because this information you're not getting at City Hall or the county, or, you know, they're giving you some other information. So select an insurance agent. You know, find someone that is a small business insurance agent. Be careful who you select. There's some great companies out there. And then you go into your first steps. Now, we just talked about maybe the background and some of the other things that you want to look at, how you want to do business. But building a website. And let me just tell you, just because you build it doesn't mean that they will come. This is not the field of dreams. That's not the reality. You know, your business card and other information pushes people to your website. Prepare information, maybe corporate documents, your business cards, things like that. You want to set up your corporate email accounts. And of course, all of that can come with a hosting package. You can get that done. Leasing. What about leasing? If you find a place that you absolutely love, you want to do business there, don't talk to the real estate agent and sign a contract. Go to your city and find out the zoning. Make sure you're in the right place. Make sure that your business can be in that place, because if it can't and you sign a contract, guess what? You're stuck. You're stuck because the real estate agent is not going to tell you not to sign the dot on the dotted line. If you have a small business advocate in your city, go to them, utilize them, and if not, go to the city and find out what the zoning is and whether or not your business can operate in that location. Be careful. And if you need to do any changes or modifications, you need to find out whether or not you can make that happen in that particular location. So be careful. You know, make sure you have your suppliers, furniture, equipment. You can do your homework online. There's a lot of great ways to put together what your funding is going to be about that. Get an employer ID number, even if you're sole proprietorship. Get a tax ID number. Quit putting your Social Security number on all of your stuff when you're doing those sorts of, you know, doing business. Use your tax ID number. So you're keeping some distance. Of course, licenses and permits, make sure you're getting all of those, Board of Equalization, things like that. Choose a starting date. When do you want to start? Nicole wants to start in a year. When do you want to start? You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
I feel like I'm back at the skating rink. Welcome back to On the Edge Women and Business Club. Welcome back to Business on the Edge. I've got the On the Edge Women and Business Club on my mind. Again, if you want a copy of that checklist that I just went through in terms of what you want to do when you're starting a business, please email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I will send that over to you so you can do your own little background work and do your due diligence so you can be successful. Now, let me share something with you about building business. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about, you know, starting a business is simple. It's easy. Maybe not simple, but it's easy compared to building it, compared to bringing it out of maybe a self-employment into a business system. Most small businesses are starting with what they have. It's common. It's great to have venture capitalists and money behind you, but that's not always the case. And venture capitalists and angel funders typically come in when you've actually have done something already in your business. And technology is a big deal here in Silicon Valley. So a lot of, if you can tie technology into what you're doing, you are ahead of the game. You're ahead of the game. You want to find a way to bring technology into what you're doing. We are digital. We are informational. We are, you know, hardwired now. You know, we're no more chisel in rock. So make sure you think about some of those things. But what I do want to talk to you about is when you start businesses, you know what you're thinking about is you want to meet your budgets. You want to meet your day-to-day operating costs. You want to have sales. So I'm going to go through some sales statistics for you that, so when you're going through this, and also if you want a copy of these sales statistics, I will send those to you as well. Just email me and ask for them and I will send them over to you. And the reason I keep this handy because I think it's so encouraging, because so many, you can get very frustrated in your business when you're trying to sell and you're not selling. Certainly not at the level that it's meeting your your costs. Whatever industry that you're in, you really want to meet your cost, your budget. That's why you're in business, you know. And so true statistics, and this source is by the National Sales Executive Association. 48% of salespeople never follow up with a prospect. Now, you might be the salesperson. 2% of sales are made on the first contact. 3% of sales are made on the second contact. 5% of sales are made on the third contact. 10% of sales are made on the fourth contact. 80% of sales are made on the fifth to 12th contact. So don't get frustrated when they don't call you back. I am horrible with certain companies calling me and my calling them back because I'm so busy. I like that they continue to call me. Why? Because it reminds me that I need to connect with them and eventually buy something from them. I have them on my radar. So I said all that to say that sometimes they have you on the on their radar, but the timing it's not maybe the most important thing to them right now. But so keep contacting them. You know, don't wear them out. But remember, 80% of sales are made on the fifth to 12th time. If you want to connect with me at businessontheedge.biz. Go to our website. We have a lot of goodies out there. We've got some new things happening I'm so excited about. You can check out our website. Please get in the Mission Main Street grant. In fact, while we were on break, I put in my information for Business on the Edge. Why? Because we have to be in it to win it. We'd like free money as well. And so if we can win, we can pour more money into what we're trying to do to bring you more resources and help you, support you in growing your business and bringing great, great shows to you and that sort of thing. And resources. We've got some great ideas that we want to put together. And this grant would help because we're looking at $150,000 or more to do that. So this would be a drop in a bucket for us to do that. Have a great weekend. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.